Hebrews chapter 12, and I want you to see verse 23. This talks about, this is God telling us who's going to be there in heaven, who is going to make it, who he allows in. And he only allows one type of person into heaven. Verse 23 says, "To the general assembly, the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all," and look at this, "to the spirits of," and the next word is the classic word for justified, it's just or justified or righteous men, "made perfect." Do you know who gets to go to heaven? Only perfect people. No sin allowed. No unforgiven, unrepentant, imperfect, fallen, untouched by grace individual. Not one. That's the gospel. The gospel is that God forgives sin, and there's two choices. There is religion, which is the concept of human achievement. And that is, if I just do a little bit more, if I try real hard, if I maybe, you know, give money, or if I go through some type of holy activity, being baptized, joining a church, like the Muslims do, go on that pilgrimage and do my five pillars of Islam, or climb up some stairs somewhere, or cross the piazza in Mexico, or go door to door with a little suitcase, or ride bicycles for 2 years. Every religion has its achievement that people have to come to, its works. Then there's revelation, that's what we're holding right now, the revealed Word of God. And religion, on this side, do something. The revelation of God says, you can do nothing. It's the revelation of divine achievement. That Jesus paid it all. We cannot accomplish anything on our own. And Jesus paid it all. So we have a dilemma this evening, because the Bible says in Romans 3:23, all of us have sinned. We are infected with the S-I-N virus. No one survives the S-I-N, sin virus. You know, the HIV virus, I remember when that was just constantly in the forefront, and people were so concerned about the spread of HIV. But you know what? The S-I-N virus is universal. There is no human that isn't infected. And there's no way around it except for one cure. And that's what our team and all of us are supposed to be dispensing. We carry with us the cure. We are to be, it says in 2 Corinthians, ambassadors for Christ. That we are ministers of the God who offers reconciliation. It's amazing what the Lord offers. 2 Corinthians 5, and that's the only other verse I want you to look at. If you can back up in your Bibles, I call it the greatest verse in the Bible. And 2 Corinthians 5 tells us how God saves us in verse 19. And what it says in verse 19 is that God does something with the sins, however many we have. And 2 Corinthians 5:19 says that God will not impute to us our trespasses. In verse 19, it says that the God who is in Christ was reconciling the world to himself. And reconciliation means he doesn't impute or count against us our trespasses. And once we get saved, look at the end of the verse, it says that he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. We can actually go out. In fact, I had several times today that I had this opportunity, and I looked at people and I said, do you know for sure all your sins are gone? And the first person I said that to said, they were trying to figure out what I was trying to get at. And they looked at me and they said, if you're asking me if I've ever been baptized, I haven't. I said, so that's how you get your sins removed? Baptism? And they thought it was a trick question. I said, I'm just interested in what... And they said, yeah, isn't it? Isn't it interesting that people, they aren't sure what God wants? And so they think he wants baptism, or they think he wants church membership, or they think that he wants us to sacrifice and do something. And so we go through life wondering and hoping that when we finally get before God, he'll say, okay, you did enough. Come on. You know, we who know Christ, we need to say, you know, I know God, and he won't let you in. He won't let you in. You will have to pay for your sins. If you don't have them removed here on earth, you're going to have to pay for them forever. Well, 2 Corinthians 5 continues. Look at verse 21. It describes for us the act of justification. And justification, God tells us in verse 21, is that God, that's He, made Him, that's Christ, who knew no sin. Jesus is perfect, holy, harmless, undefiled, the book of Hebrews says. Jesus, who was holy, harmless, undefiled, was made sin for us. Did you know that's the gospel? That's not human achievement. That's not saying if I do enough that I can make it finally to heaven. That's divine accomplishment, that Jesus paid it all.